Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
While there's little chance that the Senate would take it up and pass it, and there's no chance that President Barack Obama would sign this measure, H.R. 5078 passed the U.S. House of Representatives rather easily yesterday. It's the measure that would basically stop in its tracks the waters of the U.S. proposed rule of the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. Lead author of this particular measure is Florida Congressman Steve Sutherland.
The EPA and the Corps of Engineers are engaged in a brazen effort to upset a successful federal-state partnership that has regulated America's waters for more than 40 years. The basis for this partnership is a mutual understanding that not all waters are subject to federal jurisdiction, that states have the primary responsibility for regulating waters within their own boundaries. Twice, the United States Supreme Court has reaffirmed this balance under the Clean Water Act, letting federal agencies know that there are indeed limitations to their authority under the Clean Water Act. However, 40 years of progress is now being turned on its head under the guise of clarifying the scope of federal jurisdiction. Under the administration's proposed rules, federal agencies would see their regulatory authority under the Clean Water Act expanded to the point of covering almost any body of water in America, from ditches, culverts, pipes, to watersheds and farmland ponds.
Congressman Steve Sutherland of Florida talking about 5078, his bill passed by the House yesterday that would stop the waters of the U.S. proposed rule dead in its tracks. Gina McCartney, EPA administrator for her part, meanwhile, telling the National Farmers Union fly-in this week that the critics of WOTUS are wrong, that it does not expand regulation over agriculture. Shifting gears over to the implementation of the 2014 farm law, something called APH has got a lot of our agriculture producers here in the Southern Plains all up in arms. APH is actual production history is what it stands for. And Terry Dietrich of American Farmers and Ranchers contends that APH should have been implemented for the 2015 crop year, but USDA delaying simply because it doesn't seem to be a priority of Mr. Vilsack's.
He went through all of the different things they're having to do to get this new farm bill implemented. And he said, you know, we're short of staff, we're short of budget, we've got so many things to do, and we've got to set priorities. I got the feeling that APH was certainly not one of his priorities. We are going to try our best to make it one of his priorities. And that's one of our main issues that we're working on everywhere we work this week on the Hill.
AFR's Terry Dietrich. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. Labor Day sale number 35 for Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday and Friday, September 11th and 12th on Rural TV, Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 65,000 head will sell on the 2 days. On Friday, special feature you may want to check out, 4,000 bred heifers and cows will be offered. For details about all the sale offering, contact Superior on their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.